Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 61, Why You Don't Like Yourself. Since you are with yourself 24/7, you should become your own best friend. But a lot of people don't like themselves, and in this episode, we're going to dive into why. Yeah, so for this episode, this will be more on the mental freedom stuff, so the self-awareness, and I've broken it down into 3 points here for why you don't like yourself. So we'll start off with number one, which is self-awareness. Okay, so we have number one, self-awareness, number two, verify your values, and number three, become your best friend. So we'll start off by a few questions. So to get deeper self-awareness, it's usually done through questions. And it's hard to ask these things to yourself, so that's why listening to something like this can be very useful. So the questions here, why do you like certain friends more than others? Or why are certain people your friends and other people aren't? Or you could also say, why do you like certain movie characters and you don't like other ones? It's the same thing. And the answer for this, I'll skip forward to the answer. If you want to pause it and think about it for yourself for a while, do. But the answer is because of the values of the person. It's the character and the values of the person. That's why we gravitate towards certain friends. That's why we like certain movie characters as well. So, like, that's something I would have known years ago. Why was I gravitating towards, like, who's my childhood hero? You can ask yourself that one too. Like, who is your childhood hero? My one was Roy Keane, because I was mad into soccer, and I didn't really know the reason why, but Roy Keane was my hero. Because he's not the best soccer player. Like, he wasn't the best soccer player on the United team. He wasn't the most talented, but he was still my favourite player and someone that I always really admired. So, with this lens now, I understand it a lot more because Roy Keane values things like integrity very, very highly. He's a beacon of integrity. You think of the example with the Irish soccer team where he even didn't play in the World Cup, which you can obviously understand was his absolute dream to play for Ireland, to play in the World Cup, because it was going against his integrity and what he thought was the right thing to do in the moment. And that's my number one value, is integrity. So it's making sense when you look back in hindsight. But for you now, if this is a bit of a mind-blowing thing for you and you don't realize that you have certain friends, you like certain movie characters, you have certain heroes because of the values that they have, this is going to be a life-changing thing for you, because it'll help you go much deeper on your own self-awareness. And another way that you can find out some of your values too is through your regrets. So your regrets will also point you to your hidden values that are there, but you're just not aware of them. And when I reflect on my life through doing all this type of work, again, everything just starts to make so much sense in hindsight. So the sales example was the same one for me there. But as you'll see, it's the same value that's popping up of integrity. So my first ever job, part-time work in college, or not my first ever one, a little bit of lifeguarding when I was in school, we'll say. Then during college, my brother worked in sales and he gave me a job, door-to-door sales for 3 months, which I could talk about that in itself, some great experience and, you know, having to put yourself out there for that job, obviously. But the one example there was in an old couple's house. They were treating me like a long-lost kid. I'm there to sell them internet, obviously. And I could have, like, they've brought me in. I'm at the final stage, basically, to sign them up. But from me doing the maths, I'm like, this actually isn't a good deal for them. And the only thing they actually wanted the line for was to call their daughter in Australia. So clearly, they're getting a nostalgic effect from me, from missing their daughter. That's why they brought me into their house. And here I'm about to now sell them internet, which might actually cut off the phone calls to the daughter in Australia. So didn't know anything about myself. I was only probably 20 years old. Didn't know my arse from my elbow. But I just had that sick feeling come up in my stomach. You know, just let's say like Roy Keane in Sepan or wherever it was, this isn't right. Like, this is what I'm told to do. Everyone's telling me to do it. I'm going to get slagged now and ridiculed if I don't do this. But, you know, I was like, I'm not doing it. Like, I don't know what's happening here, but I feel sick and I just need to leave. Like, so that's what I did. I just apologized and said, look, this isn't a great deal for you. Thanks for the food and tea and everything. You know, have a good evening. So I only realize now in hindsight, looking all the way back, that's what it was. Like, regret was pointing me towards the dormant values. Because if I had left, I suppose that example actually isn't the best one now that I'm thinking about it, because I didn't do it. So technically that's not a regret, but that's what would have happened. A better example actually would have been the soccer career, because that was a regret. So not... So for the soccer, I got to like Ireland trials level, around what, 16, 17, 18, kind of under 18 stuff, or was it under 16? So long ago now. And I had said that I was going to go to England, defer college for 1 year, go to England and try and get scouted there, and then come back if it didn't work, like give it one last shot. And I didn't do that. So that's the thing I didn't do, and I had massive regret over that when I was younger, before I worked through all of this. And what's that regret? Settling, isn't it? You know, guy didn't settle. So like that regret pointed out to me that I'd rather be like courage. That's another one of my values, like integrity and courage. I'd rather be the courageous person that goes for what they want in life and fail than having never gone for it, because that's even worse. And that's what I learned from that soccer example, that I just like lost respect for myself, didn't like myself. From what you'll see here, it'll all start to make sense. But I just wasn't being the person that I wanted to be. And then how can you like yourself, as you'll see when you go through it? So, yeah, there's a few examples to kind of show you that it's all coming down to the values. It's all coming down to your values. So point two, this is where we now verify your values. Okay, so you understand that, oh, the friends I have, the people I look up to, could be in your friends, family, could be, you know, sports stars, could be movie stars, whatever. It's because they have values that you want to embody in your own life. So now we have the values that you like, excuse me, and now we're going to see, are you embodying these values? We're going to see, we're going to verify them. Are they true or not? Are these values that you hold and embody in your life? And there's two ways you can do that. You can think, you can just write down, like, what do you do? You can just write down, like, five lines. What do you spend your time doing? And that'll show you what you value. Because if I sit here saying, I value integrity, we'll say, and then I'm writing down, I'm lying to coworkers, I'm lying to family, friends, etc., I obviously don't have integrity. Or if you're saying, oh, I value fitness, a more kind of common thing, like, oh, I value fitness, and then you're writing down, like, I go drinking every weekend, I'm eating takeaways 3 times a week. You see, like, you're saying these things, but your values are determined by your actions. So we need to see, like, what are you actually doing? So that's one thing. Just see, what are you actually doing? And then another kind of angle on that is, like, how are you acting? Like, in your interactions with other people, how are you acting? And to kind of stick with the integrity one there, it could be, like, not saying what you think. People pleaser, which I would have been for most of my life up to my kind of early 20s. You'd rather say other things to kind of keep other people happy and to get people to like you, etc., than what's really in your heart. Yeah, so there you go. You can see, like, what do you spend your time doing? And then, like, how do you act in relationships? And then you can ask yourself the question, are they aligning? And it's going to be no surprise, you'll see, okay, these are the things that I value, respect and like, if we're talking about liking ourselves. And then you'll see, oh, actually, the stuff I'm doing in my life are all over here. I'm doing like the opposite of the things that I would respect and like. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, let's say it was a friend. There's the friend that has none of the values that you admire in a person. And then here's a friend who has all these values and they embody the things that you admire. Who are you going to like? You're not going to like him, are you? Because he goes against all the values that you actually hold and you don't even know. So put it back on yourself. If you don't like him, why would you like yourself if you're not embodying the values that you want in life? And so then we're on to the third point here. You need to become this person. You need to become your best friend. Like, think of that hero friend, whatever way you want to say. But you can become that person. Like, this is what I didn't realize either. You couldn't identify a value in someone else if you didn't already have it in yourself. So like all these things like integrity, courage, whatever it is that you're admiring in other people, you have that in yourself. Like if you didn't know what it was, how would you be able to identify it? So that's an empowering thing to realize, is that you already have that within yourself. You just are drawn to those people because you want to bring more of it out of you. So for example, even another person I look up to online would be Jocko Willink. I loved his value of discipline. I'll show my values at the end, and discipline is one of them. I wanted to be more disciplined in my life because I there was a period during college and stuff where I'd lost all the discipline that I used to have from soccer, just completely, you know, off the rails in terms of my routines and stuff. So following him about his discipline, that rubbed off on me so much more. By following Jocko Willink, who values discipline so much, I was able to bring out more of the discipline in myself. Maybe you get that for me. Maybe you get discipline for me or integrity or whatever it is, whatever reason it is that you're listening or watching this podcast now. So that's what we do in the third step, is we need to become that person. And most people that you'll see online doing the kind of stuff I'm doing is they just end up becoming that person. They become the leader that the younger version of themselves needed. You become the hero to your younger self, basically. And then obviously, because it's such a kind of transformational experience and you can't imagine going back to the old life, you feel a bit compelled to share it. So yeah, that's the third step of it. You just need to start acting in the way that you know you would like, and then you start to slowly like yourself over time. Like, when it's all laid out like this, it's not very confusing, is it? Like, why don't you like yourself? It's because, well, the things that you value in life, you're not doing any of them. So yeah, you need to start doing them, and it all starts, as I'm preaching a lot of time, one small gain at a time. None of this happens overnight. I didn't go from a people pleaser to saying what I think to family, friends, and even on the internet. You know, as I've said many times before, struggled with social anxiety for most of my life, even putting up my hand in class. I wouldn't, even the thoughts of it would just make my face burn and I get embarrassed all the time. So it all happens very, very slowly, through small gains, through just trying to do one little thing each day on it. And to finish off then, so by going through this whole journey, becoming the hero to my younger self, we'll say, what are my values now? So I can actually read them out. I have them there on my quarterly planner, which I'm taking in every morning to remind myself of the person I want to be. And I can say that I do like myself. Like, there was times in my life where I didn't, but it's for these reasons. And then I've worked hard to become that person that I admire. Like, you know, I'm looking up to Roy Keane, to Jocko Willing, to all these people. Now I even inspire myself. Like, that's where you want to get to. Like, the younger kind of me is still there in parts. And then when I maybe even watch back some of my Instagram videos or some of my stuff, I'm like, yeah, this is what was in me all the time that I wanted to bring out. So yeah, if I just keep acting in line with these values, I'm happy, I'm at peace, and I like myself. And as I said at the start, you're with yourself all the time. Okay, you're with yourself all the time. This is going to be one of the most worthwhile journeys you'll go on in your life, is to become your own best friend. So here we go. How many values do I have, actually? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. So I kind of narrowed it down to 8 values. So for me, we have integrity, courage, self-respect and honor, capability and potential, humility and wisdom, leadership, discipline, masculinity. Okay, so I could do another podcast with a big deep dive on these, but I'll go through them just in a couple of minutes here. So for values, they need a verb as well. There's no point listing off 20 values and then you're like, I don't actually know how to embody this in my own life. Okay, so I have a value, then I have brackets, a couple of words describing how to act this out each day. So number one, integrity. How do I act out integrity? I live true to myself. And that's the tagline you'll see on the website. Like, don't settle, live true to yourself. That's what this journey was all about. Okay, so that's my number one value, like Roy Keane. Integrity. And how do I do that? I just live true to myself in the moment, no matter what anyone else says, any external circumstance. I'm living true to myself, what's in my heart in that moment. And that brings me peace. Second one, courage. Okay, how do I do that? Brackets, follow my own path courageously. Okay, so follow my own path. If I just do that, that's being courageous. Because in modern life, it's very easy to conform and to go and do what everyone else wants you to do or thinks you should do. But I want to be courageous. How do I do that? I follow my own path. So then next one, I suppose a few of them here are kind of combined. So this one is self-respect and honor. And then the line was gain my own self-respect, honor my family name and ancestors. Okay, so gain my own self-respect. That's anytime I feel the natural human instinct, it could be to pander to someone else, to say yes to this when I don't want to do it, or to, you know, do it for clicks or whatever, any of these other things, for external validation, we'll say, that's the word. That's what I remind myself of. No, I actually like a person who does it for themselves, does something for their own self-respect. So I aim to get my own respect rather than validation from other people. Because you have to go down these journeys. We've all done those things. You try to get validation off everyone, and then, like, at the end, you're feeling sick in your stomach, you're not being your true self, and all these more bad things start happening. So again, my own self-respect, that's a personal thing. And the other side of it too then is, like, I want to honor my family name and my ancestors. These are obviously personal things too. Like, I'm just giving you examples here. Your values could be totally different than mine. I'm just explaining my ones. But I truly think this is important. I'm big into evolution from my whole mobility journey and diving into that. And, like, this even helps me further down with things like discipline, like you'll see. Like, I respect so much that my ancestors have worked all their life to give me this chance that I have right now, and this helps me be grateful. So I don't want to waste my life or just like sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day and do nothing with my life, like become nothing, help nobody, you know, have no kids and give them a chance like I was given. Like, to me, I don't respect any of that. That's not a person that I like. So what's the person I do like is the person who, I think of it like a relay race. You know, the relay race has been going. It's been handed to him. He's ran, it's handed to him. He's ran, it's handed to him. It's now handed to me. I'm not just going to put it down. Like, I'm going to run with it. I'm going to keep it on, like, from what's come all the way before me. And I'm going to do the best. I'm going to do what I can. So then capability and potential. You can see how these are all kind of intertwined. The line, become more capable, strive for my potential. That's a fairly straightforward one. I'm trying to always improve myself physically, mentally, spiritually, in my own life, relationships, all these different things. And I'm trying to share it to help other people as well. Next one, humility and wisdom. Okay, so I say this a lot. In the line, check the ego, then keep learning, growing and evolving. You can be humble or get humbled. So I've been humbled many, many, many times. It's impossible to not get humbled if you're on a self-improvement journey. So that is one of the first things you have to learn, is to check the ego. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to come up against things, parts of yourself that you don't like. That is the only way forward. If you can't get by that, you're not going to get anywhere. Okay, so humility and wisdom, very important. The next one then is leadership. And in brackets is inspire and educate. Okay, so again, why did I like people like Roy Keane? Another part of it would have been he was a great leader. Jocko Willink, all these people too. I was inspired by leaders because, again, the very shy, socially anxious person, but the person who is very observant. Like, I would have been very methodical and analytical in my thinking, and I would have been able to come up with solutions to different things, and I always kind of thought I'd be able to help people in some way, but I was just way too shy to say anything. So I was the opposite. I wasn't a leader at all. Like, I couldn't even speak up. So now, through the journey, that's something I see. Oh, I actually really wanted to be a leader as well and start preaching and talking about these things that have really helped my life, and that can help others too. So that's something really important to me. I try to, like, that's the whole aim for my content, is inspiration and education. It's not clicks. It's not any of this other stuff. That's it. If I inspire and educate people every single day, I'm happy, at peace. Discipline then is the next one, coming from Jocko. Discipline equals freedom is what the line is. If you see my training Top of War for years, you know all about that. If you have the discipline to do the work you know you need to do, you'll get the freedom of the outcome. And that's happened with my mobility journey. I had the discipline to not settle, hire the mobility coach, do all the work, and then I got the physical freedom to get back to sports that I loved. And it's probably actually why I called it the Physical Freedom Program. I didn't realize that till years later. And the last one then, masculinity. So there's lots of different takes on this, but to me, I put down two actually here, two of the best explanations of masculinity that I heard. So there's personal sovereignty. I don't know why that's a tough word for me to say. Personal sovereignty and responsibility. And then the second line was protect, provide, procreate. So they're the two kind of lines I like on it. Personal sovereignty, is having like complete control and ownership over your life. So you're not blaming other people. You're working on, you know, the physical side, the mental side, the spiritual side, the financial side. You're working on all these things to be a sovereign, capable person. And then once you do that, what can you do? You can start taking on responsibility now, which is what I believe a man should do in terms of helping others, serving others. That can obviously lead into family and kids, but even just society in general. I'm trying to do that in my own way. And then, yeah, to protect, provide, procreate. That's probably one of the oldest lines on masculinity that we have. And I truly believe that too. Protecting the weak, protecting the innocent. That's why I'm training things like martial arts. It's like the hard to kill episode, which I talked about last week. And then providing for people and procreating as well, as you said. Look, I don't have any family yet, but that's what I want. I want family and kids. I want to pass on the baton, give others the chance that I was given. And like the funny point there, because look, I just want people to do, I want people to live true to themselves, have integrity. A lot of people I know don't want kids, and that's fine. Again, like, you can get to a stage where you have your own beliefs and you're strong on them, but you accept that people live in different ways. But to me, I listened to a podcast on it one day and it was funny. It was around the time I wasn't really sure because I'm still relatively young, but he said, like, yeah, if you don't want kids, that's fine. But then he was like, the only, like, if you don't want kids, you have to accept the fact that there's a fork in life and you get to a certain stage and you have to decide, am I living a selfish life or a selfless life. So if you go the no kids route, it's obviously because you want a selfish life. Like, there's no other way to put it. Like, as in, you want to do all the things that you want to do and you don't want the burden of raising kids and everything else, which is fine. But yeah, that doesn't sit well with me. You know, just from thinking I'm big into evolution, all these things, I'm like, everyone in history before me, all the up to now, all the 6 million years of human evolution, the 200,000 years from Homo sapiens, which is what we are, everyone like worked all their life just so the next person could live on. And it comes all the up to me and I'm just like, oh, well, I want to travel and, you know, I want to have fun. You know, to me, that's just bullshit. So, look, I'm going to keep it on, give someone a chance, just like I was given. So, finishing up then, once we've done all that, it's not easy. So, I've brought you through the whole kind of process here, and now you get to the stage of like, okay, I know my values, I know I don't like myself because I'm acting this way, and I want to be the person that acts this way, but why can't I act this way? And then you're going to find out, that's the tough part. Okay, so that's why I have the Mental Freedom course. You can see it there on the website. That's where we dive into the subconscious. So this will be all from your subconscious programming that you've got from your childhood and all the way up to now from your experiences in life. So that's the transformational work. And I'll leave it with the line there from Carl Jung. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it'll run your life and you'll call it fate. So I'll say that one again. One of my favorite lines in history because it describes everyone's life. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will run your life and you will call it fate. So if you don't dive into the subconscious and do the work, it's just like a computer program. You're programmed to live in a certain way. That's going to play out and you'll justify it whatever way you want. You'll say, oh, that's destiny, or that's, what is it, the stars? That's, I can't even think, astrology, or because it's God, or because of whatever. You'll justify it in some way. But the reality is that you haven't dove into your unconscious. So it's programmed in a certain way. Until you go in and do that work, you're going to have the same fate. Okay, so we'll finish up there with the Mental Freedom course. That's more what this is about, like self-awareness. And we also have Physical Freedom Program. So we're launched the membership this month. So there's a membership option there now, which is self-guided with the group call once a week that I had on Tuesday. And then the one-to-one, obviously, if you want unlimited access there. Okay, so that's it. So to finish up, follow and rate the podcast, which I should be saying. So if you do like it, if you're listening this far, support it. So follow, rate on Spotify. Takes 2 clicks. And then if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe there. Okay, that's it. So don't settle. Live true to yourself, as you'll see from Value 1, Integrity. And we'll talk to you next week.